Hey there, this is Teacher La Podcast episode 162, Learn English with Bob Marley, Is This Love? My name's Ola and I'm an English teacher. I believe you can eliminate your language blockade. It's 100% guaranteed. The secret word here is consistency. There are other secret words too. That's why I record this podcast episode and each comes with a little worksheet, a one-pager to help you digest and test what you've practiced here. You can speak English with more confidence, slay that fear and enjoy new freedoms. Visit my website for full transcripts and worksheets to each episode. Visit my shop at teacherola.com and enjoy your journey to fluency. Happy learning! Good to have you here. Thanks for joining me. What we have today is Bob Marley's Is This Love? Short lyrics, short and sweet episode. Let's do it. We'll focus on various meanings of the verb treat and the noun shelter and some idioms with the word roof. Before we get into the lyrics, let me tell you something. Powiedz coś, say something, speak English with TV series online course is available now. To learn all the details, go to powiedzcoś.pl, sign up for our challenge. The challenge is free and you can sign up at powiedzcoś.pl. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. I go live just for a quick chat with you. You'll find me as teacherola.podcast. So join me on Thursday at 11 live on Instagram. If you'd like to join my lessons in a small group of 6 people, let me know, write an email or catch me on Instagram. Thanks for your patience and let's get back to the episode. This is not a love song. It's actually quite contrary. He does not love her. Do the research. It's part of your homework. Please search for some articles and learn why this song is not a romantic love song. Let's begin with the lyrics now. Listen and repeat. I wanna love you. And treat you right. I wanna love you. Every day and every night. Wanna. It's a way of saying or writing want to or want a. In informal, obviously, speech. Listen to these sentences. Wanna eat something? I wanna go. I wanna meet you today. Treat you right. Let's now have a look at various meanings of the verb treat. 1. To treat means to behave in a particular way towards somebody or something. You can treat someone with respect. For instance, she treated us with respect. You can treat somebody equally. A sentence. All participants will be treated equally. Or they treat people quite badly. You can also treat someone like or as something. My older sister treats me like a child. He was treated as a thief. 2. The second meaning of the verb treat is to consider. To consider something in a particular way. For instance, I decided to treat it as an adventure. 3. To treat means to discuss something in a particular way. These accusations will be treated seriously. 4. To treat is to give medical care to a person, an illness or an injury. She's being treated for cancer. The hospital treats hundreds of people daily. She needs to be treated in hospital. 5. To pay for something that you will enjoy and that you do not usually have or do. So it's something special you do, especially to treat yourself. For instance, she treated herself to dinner on the town. I'm going to treat myself to a new dress. The next few lines of the song, here we go, listen and repeat. We'll be together. With a roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter. off my single bed. We'll share the same room. Is this love that I'm feeling? A roof over our heads. Let's have a look at three idioms with the word roof. One, to go through the roof, to rise or increase very quickly. The prices of many products have gone through the roof recently. Two, to have a roof over your head, to have a place to live. I don't need much, a roof over my head, something to eat and someone to rely on. 3. Under one roof or under the same roof. The meaning is quite literal, it's just in the same building. For instance, she said she couldn't live under the same roof as you anymore. I can't imagine us living under the same roof. The last phrase from the song is this, we'll share the shelter. We'll have a closer look at the noun, this time a shelter. First of all, a shelter is the fact of having a place to live or stay, considered as a basic human need. All of us humans need food, clothing and shelter. Millions of people are without shelter. Secondly, a shelter is protection from rain, danger or attack. For instance, we need to find a shelter because the storm is coming. Thirdly, a shelter is a structure built to give protection, especially from the weather or from attack. An air raid shelter, a bomb shelter, an emergency shelter. They survived only because of a makeshift shelter. The fourth meaning of a shelter is a building, usually owned by a charity, that provides a place to stay for people without a home or protection for people or animals who have been badly treated. A shelter for the homeless, an animal shelter. She works as a volunteer at a dog shelter. That's it. We've talked over all the lines, so now it's practice time. Listen and repeat out loud. It only counts if you do it out loud. Wanna eat something? Wanna eat something? She treated us with respect. She treated us with respect. All participants will be treated equally. All participants will be treated equally. My older sister treats me like a child. My older sister treats me like a child. She's being treated for cancer. She's being treated for cancer. I'm going to treat myself to a new dress. I'm going to treat myself to a new dress. The prices of many products have gone through the roof recently. The prices of many products have gone through the roof recently. I don't need much. A roof over my head, something to eat, and someone to rely on. I don't need much, a roof over my head, something to eat, and someone to rely on. She said she couldn't live under the same roof as you anymore. She said she couldn't live under the same roof as you anymore. Millions of people are without shelter. Millions of people are without shelter. They survived only because of a makeshift shelter. They survived only because of a makeshift shelter. She works as a volunteer at a dog shelter. She works as a volunteer at a dog shelter. We did it again. Now go to your inbox and get the worksheet to test yourself. Complete the gapped lyrics while listening to Bob Marley. If you're not a member of Top People, download the worksheet from teacherola.com/162. If you find this episode useful, tell your friends about my podcast and share it with one person at least. Thank you so very much for doing so. Please rate this podcast wherever you listen, be it Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or YouTube. That will help others learn how to become fearless speakers of English. Thanks again. I'll see you next Wednesday. Happy learning. Take care, stay fearless, and say it out loud. Bye. We're shelter, shelter. Dun, 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 over my head, and we'll share the same room. Masz blokadę językową. Dużo rozumiesz, ale nie mówisz płynnie. Brakuje ci słów, czasem tych najprostszych. Nie potrafisz szybko reagować. Jak masz coś powiedzieć po angielsku, zżera cię stres. Masz blokadę językową, bo rządzi tobą strach. Na szczęście można nauczyć się mówić swobodnie. Serio, można nauczyć się mówić swobodnie. Weź udział w darmowym wyzwaniu Powiedz Coś. Wejdź na stronę powiedzcoś.pl. Zapisz się na darmowe wyzwanie. Your journey to fluency starts now. powiedzcoś.pl